Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has invited the new Africa U.S. Military Command to set up headquarters in Liberia, a historical ally of the United States. Liberian Minister of Information Lawrence Broplay says he is hopeful the American presence can help the country rebuild infrastructure devastated in recent civil wars and bring employment.
For Liberia, we see it as a win-win situation because we're coming out of war, and the presence of a U.S. Military outfit will also represent the possibility where our country will feel more secure. And again, like I said, development and security will be the way for our post-war conflict success story.
Botswana President Festus Mohai has said he is not close to the possibility of cooperating with the United States on the new command, but says he is just not sure what it will look like. Spokesman for President Mohai, Jeff Ramsey, explains.
It's our understanding that they've in fact visited many African countries to consult about the project. But otherwise, we are still not very sure ourselves as to what the proposal is. So our own position is that we don't have any position at this point.
Others have been forthright in their opposition to the new Africa Command. The countries that make up the South African Development Community, known as SADC, have pushed for unified resistance to the command. Senior Pentagon official Ryan Henry says he is trying to get the message out that the new command is not about increasing military presence in Africa, but is about restructuring what already exists.
We did have consultations with South Africa, and at that point we made it clear that AFRICOM is not about new bases and it's not about new forces. So we really don't see that as an issue. There's never been any plans to put any forces in South Africa, in the SADC countries, or anywhere new on the continent.
Responsibility for American military involvement in Africa has been divided among three commands. With the unification, officials say they hope efficiency will be improved. Analysts say the establishment of AFRICOM reflects the growing importance of Africa to U.S. security and economic interests. Senegalese human rights lawyer Ibrahim Akan says African nations have been working hard in recent years to make the continent more independent. He worries the new command could mean increased foreign influence.
I think that that is the best way to deal with African issues, giving African countries an authority to deal with those issues. But if we include some other countries or some other actors that don't have the same objective, I think it would be damaging for the whole continent.
With the U.S. war on terror, Africa has become a strategic security interest, as many people see it as a potential safe haven for terrorist groups. Khan says he worries close involvement with the United States military may cause African nations to become wrapped up in conflicts that are not their own. Analysts have also expressed concern that the military goals of AFRICOM could become mixed with U.S. government humanitarian efforts. Analyst for Pretoria-based Institute for Security Studies, Yaki Silius, says this is not what the continent needs.
Our concerns are developmental concerns. They are poverty and they relate to the absence of functioning states on the continent. And there's very little that military forces can really do to deal with those major challenges.
Silius says in South Africa, an economic and political powerhouse on the continent, many people do not see this as a means for America to help Africa, but rather America looking out for its own interests.
The history of U.S. engagement will be that this is about U.S. interests, and the U.S. will do whatever it wants to do in its interests. And Africa, as is often the case in the past, will be a spectator.
Criticism and resistance to the new command were expected, says defense analyst J. Peter Pham of the U.S.-based Nelson Institute for International Public Affairs. But Pham says the United States could gain support, even from its staunchest critics, if it works closely with bodies such as the African Union and if it treads lightly on African soil.
American personnel, American materiel, etc., should be limited to what's necessary to help Africa stand up for itself. And as long as it's on that premise, they think you'll get buy-in and you'll get the partnership.
American military officials say details about how AFRICOM will work still need to be worked out. But they say they plan to establish an estimated 5 bases on the continent. The Africa Command, temporarily housed in Stuttgart, Germany, is expected to be fully operational by late 2008. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.